In many Arkansas towns, this is Election Day. School board seats will be determined, as will, in some cities, the fate of proposed millage measures. In Springdale, voters are being asked today to approve a 2.4 mil increase to build new schools and facilities. In Fayetteville, voters will be deciding on a 2.75 millage increase to help fund a redesign of the city's high school. Polls remain open until 7:30 tonight. In 42 days, another election. This one will determine the state's races for U.S. Senate, all four of Arkansas's congressional seats, the state's constitutional offices, and hundreds of county and city races. A new poll this week suggests Republican Congressman John Bozeman still has a big lead over incumbent Democrat Blanche Lincoln in her bid for a third term in the U.S. Senate. Roby Brock, the publisher of Talk Business Quarterly and the website talkbusiness.com, helped organize the latest poll. He reports on the latest poll numbers today and talks with two Arkansas bloggers from opposite sides of the political spectrum, Jason Tolbert from the right-leaning TolbertReport.com and Matt Campbell from the left-leaning BlueHogReport.com. He talked first with Jason Tolbert about the latest poll numbers in the U.S. Senate race.
Well, we really haven't seen the numbers change. Lincoln has not been able to bring her number up at all. She's done quite a bit this last month. She's had several commercials that she's rolled out. She's traveled the district. She's talked a lot about the federal funds that she's secured for Arkansas projects. That has not helped her. Her numbers have remained in the low 30s. Bozeman's number has hovered in the mid-50s, coming in close to 60%. So all the strategy she's trying has not resonated with the voters. And she's really just kind of treading water at this point.
All right, Matt, anything in our poll that jumps out at you in the U.S. Senate race?
Two things. First, the not surprising part about how the health care bill just doesn't play here. I know people have tried to make the case that it benefits the state, but it's not, that message isn't getting through in the least that I can see. The other one that was somewhat shocking was that her role as an agriculture chair didn't seem to have much of an effect at all. People didn't really care, at least as it showed up in the actual results between she and Bozeman.
Now, Mason-Dixon Polling conducted a survey of 625 likely voters this past week and included the Arkansas's governor race. The results showed that Governor Mike Beebe is ahead of his Republican challenger, Jim Keat, by 21 points. Beebe led Keat 54-33% in the head-to-head matchup. Green Party candidate Jim Lindell polled at 2%, and 11% were undecided. Back to our bloggers from the left, Matt Campbell at Blue Hog Report goes first. Tell me, do you think Governor Mike Beebe, you think he's safe in your estimation?
This is probably the only race other than the only state race where it's done. I can't comprehend how Keat can even realistically think he has a shot at this point. I mean, I'd say that kind of tongue-in-cheek, but $2.5 million, he's already bought the media that he was planning on buying. He's got the money to own the next 45 or 60 days, however long he needs. And that kind of lead, he's over 50% as an incumbent, that one is done.
Well, obviously, it's good news for Governor Beebe. He's put, I think, roughly $750,000 down on TV, and it hasn't even started running yet. So obviously, that's going to be a very large media buy. Jim Keat's taken out over $100,000 in loans. He's already spent that money, and he's out of cash again. So it's going to be almost an impossible uphill climb for him to compete, at least on a media level, on a media a campaign structure level that Beebe has put together. Will the generic ballot help Jim Keat? I think it will help him some. I think this is one of the first years in Arkansas politics where it actually helps you to be a Republican, to have the R after your name on the ballot. And I think that will give him a boost, and we'll see this race tighten as well. But I think Beebe may be one of the only Democrats people check when they go into the ballot box this year. And I think he will probably carry some support from people who vote for one Democrat in the race and vote Republicans in the rest of the races.
Now, Tolbert mentioned the Republican generic ballot trend we're seeing this year. Talk Business has also polled the strength of party identification this cycle versus candidate name identification. As we've reported, there is a surge of enthusiastic GOP voters that has translated to leads in many races that some speculate is purely party affiliated. But between now and Election Day, candidates are likely to advertise their efforts for your vote. identifying themselves by name only, not party. For instance, John Bozeman, a Republican, doesn't mention the fact in his ad. Neither does Blanche Lincoln mention that she's a Democrat. So we polled the theory on the down-ballot constitutional officer elections. The first poll for Lieutenant Governor, Secretary of State, and Land Commissioner with party affiliation in the questioning. If the election for Lieutenant Governor were today, which candidate would you support? Democrat Shane Broadway got 27%. Republican Mark Darr got 44%. 29% are undecided. If the election for Secretary of State were today, which candidate would you support? 50.5% said Republican Mark Martin. 32% said Democrat Pat O'Brien. 17.5% undecided. If the election for Commissioner of State Lands were today, which candidate would you support? 49% said Republican John Thurston. 24.5% said Democrat L.J. Bryant. 26.5% are undecided. So next we polled the same races with no party ID and got very different results. If the election for Lieutenant Governor were today, which candidate would you support? Shane Broadway got 17%. Mark Darr, 11%. And a whopping 72% are undecided. If the election for Secretary of State were today, which candidate would you support? Again, with no party identification. Mark Martin, 13.5%. Pat O'Brien, 23.5%. Undecided, 63%. If the election for Commissioner of State Lands were today, which candidate would you support? Only 9.5% for John Thurston. 15% for L.J. Bryant, 75.5% undecided. Those are some dramatic differences. So, party ID versus name ID, which is going to win out on election day? Back to our bloggers, Jason Tolbert first, followed by Matt Campbell.
Well, I think this year, the further down the ballot you go, the more the generic advantage will help Republicans. People tend to tune in more to those higher races, to the Senate race, to the governor's race. When you get to lieutenant governor, when you get to secretary of state, I don't think people pay as close attention to those races. I think on the name ID, I don't think anybody's spent a lot of money yet. So I'm not surprised to see a huge number of undecideds in all of those races. You do see about a 10-point advantage for Republicans from the polling data that I've seen. Whether the Democrats can overcome that deficit when they begin to spend money is really going to be the question. They've all had healthy fundraising numbers. Both Shane Broadway, Pat O'Brien had a good, healthy financial report that they filed this week. So can they use those funds to make up the deficit really is going to be the question.
I would assume that eventually you're going to have some kind of something that people can identify with, or at least you know why they are voting for you. You know, relying on them to vote against your opponent isn't the best strategy that I could imagine, especially with somebody like John Thurston, who, I mean, 9 out of 10 Arkansans probably couldn't pick him out of a police lineup. There's no name recognition there. When we take the party ID away, he drops from somewhere around 50% down to about 8%. So contrast that with L.J. Bryant, who has name recognition because of the heated runoff with Monty Davenport. Bryant has proposed some technological advances, has some ideas. I can't imagine that Thurston is just going to be able to run as a generic Republican on the actual ballot and do much when November 2nd rolls around.
Matt Campbell is the publisher of the liberal BlueHogReport.com. And we also heard from Jason Tolbert of the conservative TolbertReport.com. There is more of their conversation with Roby Brock, including an analyzation of the latest numbers on the race for Arkansas's first congressional district. That's at OzarksAtLarge.com. Support for Roby Brock's coverage of Arkansas business and politics is provided by Hendricks College, a residential undergraduate liberal arts college. Learn more at hendricks.edu/odyssey. And the Little Rock National Airport at fly-lit.com, where travelers can book air, car, and hotel reservations online, track flights, and check the weather. Mobile phone access is also available at fly-lit.com/mobile. And Bank of the Ozarks, offering the tools and services to make Arkansas businesses work. More information is available at bankozarks.com.